Many of you know that here at St. Francis School, we highlight a different virtue each month that we want our students to cultivate in their lives. And every month, a different grade level is responsible for reducing that virtue to everyone at the school in an all-school assembly. Well, the second graders were in charge of introducing our December virtue, and they did so by reading a children's book that I have never read to my nieces and nephews. It was an Elephant and Piggy book by Mo Willems. It was just published in 2014. The title is Waiting is Not Easy. And the story goes like this. Piggy, the pink pig, has a surprise for Gerald, the gray elephant. But he tells Gerald that he will have to wait for the surprise. Gerald commits himself to waiting for the surprise, but after just a few short minutes, he says, "I want the surprise now!" "The surprise isn't here yet," Piggy calmly tells Gerald. "I don't think your surprise is worth all this waiting." "It will be worth it," says Piggy. And as the book progresses, it gets darker and darker and darker, and soon it is clearly nighttime, and Gerald complains, "We have wasted the whole day. We have waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for what?" "For that," Piggy says, and he points to the night sky. And there in the night sky are the most beautiful stars. They can see all of the stars in the universe and even the northern lights. "This was worth the wait," Gerald says. And Piggy replies, "I know." And this is how those beautiful second graders brilliantly introduced to us the December virtue of patience. Patience, the second graders said, is waiting or enduring without complaining. That's a pretty good definition, isn't it? Waiting or enduring without complaining. That's basically what we heard in today's second reading from St. James. St. James writes about the beautiful virtue of patience. He says, "Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and late rains. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain about one another." It's all right there. The virtue of patience is about waiting and enduring without complaining. And according to St. Thomas Aquinas, patience is more than just not complaining. For St. Thomas, there is joy in the waiting and the enduring. Here's what St. Thomas says. "The patient man is not the one who does not flee from evil, but the one who does not allow himself to be inordinately sorrowful thereby." And again, St. Thomas, "To be patient means to preserve cheerfulness and serenity of mind in spite of injuries that result from the realization of the good. Patience implies the exclusion of sadness and confusion of heart." And so St. Thomas says there is joy in patience. All that language, cheerfulness, the exclusion of sadness, no sorrow. This is why the virtue of patience fits perfectly on this Gaudete, Rejoicing Sunday. Joy and patience must go together, St. Thomas says, like peanut butter and jelly and cup and saucer and hand and glove. If joy and patience don't go together, I get easily discouraged. And if we go back to our friends Piggy and Gerald, I know that I'm a lot like Gerald the gray elephant in my spiritual life. I don't want to wait for God to answer me. I want God to answer me now. And yesterday would have been even better. Right? Sometimes his answer to me in prayer is no. But many times his answer to me in prayer is not yet. Wait. Be patient. I'm not ready to act just yet. I'm deceived by the devil into thinking that the promises the Lord has made for me are not worth all the waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. But we know God's promises are definitely worth waiting for. The Lord has such beautiful things in store for us in heaven. He is a vision of himself that is brighter and more brilliant than all the stars in the universe. Patience. Patience is a virtue we so often hear, and indeed, patience is our Advent December virtue. But the virtue of patience is not so easily obtained, as is the common cold. Patience is a difficult virtue to obtain. As our friends Piggy and Gerald would say, waiting and enduring without complaining is not easy. We need God's grace. We need his grace so that we can keep practicing the virtue of patience. And we have plenty of opportunities for patience during these Advent days as we wait and wait to open those presents under the tree, as we wait our turn in the busy checkout lines at the stores, as we're very patient in traffic with the slow-moving driver ahead of us coming to church this morning in the snow. Most of all, we're patient with the shortcomings and the weaknesses of each other, of your children and of your parents. One of our spiritual works of mercy is to bear wrongs patiently. And I know that one of the things that helps me to bear wrongs patiently is to remember how patient Jesus is with me. And if Jesus can be that patient with me, with all of my sins and weaknesses, I can certainly be patient with the weaknesses of my brothers and sisters. And because Jesus is so patient with me, I can certainly be patient with him, who has surprises for us that are out of this world. And so, be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. Jesus says, through patient endurance, you will save your lives.